Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Deborah Topsic, Director of Marketing at National Harbor.
Yes, and we're talking because National Harbor is kicking off its annual Foodjuary event. We're combining the names food and February, of course. It's going to run at National Harbor from February 2nd through 11th. So obviously it's an annual thing. So how many years back, what annual are we in?
As Restaurant Week, probably, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. And really, we have so much here at National Harbor. We decided it's not just about the restaurants, and we expanded it. We called it Foodjuary. So we're celebrating food, whether it is a high-end restaurant like Bond 45, or whether it's a sandwich shop like Primo Hoagies. There's something for every price point. And then there's also, we have cookbooks, and we have experiences. And of course, we have entertainment with the Capitol Wheel.
Awesome. So much you can do. And I see it kicks off on Friday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Does that mean
Groundhog
you eat the
Day.
Same meal over and over again?
It's a repetitive celebration.
There you go. There you go. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, let's. I'd love if I have some specific examples of the different restaurants. So I know you mentioned a couple already, but do you want to throw out a couple where they have the, what do you call it? Like prefix menus?
Yeah. So I'll just kind of start with, $25 for lunch, Mason's lobster rolls. We're not quite in summer, but it's still, you get a lobster roll, and then you also get a cup of soup. So it'll warm you, but you'll still feel like summer. That is for $25. Silver Diner is doing a special brunch. They're having a new brunch entrees, and your brunch entree comes with a cocktail. So if you haven't been to our brand new Silver Diner, I suggest you come out and try it. Great location right at the entrance of National Harbor. Can't go wrong with Silver Diner. Another
awesome
option you, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, go for it. I was going to say, do you want to name a couple more? Because I'm going to do two radio pieces. So as many specific examples is helpful.
Okay, I was going to go into dinner and the two dinner ones. Or do you want me
to
keep
going?
Sure,
yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we also have a $40 dinner option. You can never go wrong with succotash with celebrity chef Edward Lee as their culinary director. But for $40, you get a starter, a main, a side, and a dessert. If you're not needing to be rolled out of that location, or if you're not in an immediate food coma afterwards, I'm impressed with you. But it is delicious. You cannot ever go wrong with succotash. Then there's Society at the Westin. Great waterfront views. You're just pretty much right at the water, at the Potomac River at that angle. And you're looking right at the Capitol Wheel. Suggest you go for dinner for the $40 and check out the best sunsets in the DMV. So that's a $40. And that's a $40 menu for that one.
Great. Keep going. Yeah, keep going. If you have more, keep going.
Yeah. So the other thing is, then we have a third option is the $55 dinner. And of course, you can never go wrong with Bond 45. It's been a staple here at National Harbor. Always quality, always consistent. But something else that I love is Bombay Street Food. And they're doing 2 for $55. We have a couple of restaurants that are doing 2 for $55, including Public House and Bombay. But that is where you share an appetizer, you share a dessert, and then each of you get your own entree. I think sometimes with restaurant weeks and these prefix menus, it's just so much food, but this is a great way for everyone to enjoy it. You and someone else, significant other or friend, to really enjoy that experience, but not feel like you are, need to go to sleep right away. So I suggest Bombay Street Food for the 2 for $55.
That's some really good food deals for sure.
Yes.
And then you mentioned, either before or after they eat, you mentioned, the Capitol Wheels there.
Yes.
And of course, Bobby McKee's, the great fun dueling piano bar. Talk
Definitely.
About sort of those, non-food things that if you show up with your foodjuary receipt, you can also get some discounts at those things, right?
Definitely. So, you can't think of National Harbor without thinking of entertainment and the Capitol Wheel. So show your foodjuary receipt at the ticket gondola and you'll get a discounted price for that. Bobby McKee's is doing free admission. Always a fun night at Bobby McKee's. And then we also have something called Sip and Develop, which is actually opening on February 2nd. And this is an experience where you will go and take pictures and then they will teach you how to develop it. So if you go to our website, our foodjuary website page, there's a code for 10% off that and dine and then, be entertained and have a little entertainment with someone else. It'll be fun.
Awesome. So all the great food discounts at the restaurants, all the cool entertainment discounts at the sort of the entertainment venues you're mentioning. And then even some of like the shops and retailers are getting in on the fun too, right? I see something Mahogany Books. Rattle off that or any others, you know, retail wise.
Yeah. So again, we're celebrating food. And when you think of food, you think of cookbooks. And Mahogany Books has a plethora of cookbooks, and those are 15% off during Foodiary.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Great.
I would say we have two experiences, two dinners. Mm-hmm. We have so the Prince George's Arts and Humanities Council, they are doing something called Taste of Ghana. So you will be able to taste all the flavors and the excitement of Ghana. And, you know, you can't normally taste that here at National Harbor, but that's a great experience. And then also Fiorella is doing a 5-course dinner and wine pairing. If you've ever been to Fiorella, you know that the food is great and you'll definitely get a taste of Italian food that night.
So those are two separate events. So the Taste of Ghana, sponsored by the Arts and Humanities Council, is on February 9th. Where's that at?
So it is right on Waterfront Street. They have a store called Arts Nation. So you can taste a Ghana, and then you can also shop at local artists. So it is a great experience there at Arts Nation.
And the second one, the second event, you mentioned the 5-course meal dinner event thing.
Fiorella.
What day is that?
Fiorella is on the 8th.
Okay, so the Fiorella event is on the 8th, and then Taste of Ghana is on the 9th. Those we're just highlighting those. Those are specific events. But then, you know, if you want to dine out on the other days, then, you know, from the 2nd through the 11th. Okay, cool.
We have 10 days of February, so plenty of options to come every single day.
Okay, great. I mean, I have more than enough to work with. Why don't we end by pretend I'm not even here and speak directly to our listeners? You know, they're driving in the car, listening to WTOP, stuck in traffic or whatever. Hey, DMV, come on out. You know, invite them out.
Hey, DMV, please join us for Foodiary, February 2nd through the 11th at National Harbor. For more information, visit nationalharbor.com/foodiary.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.